From the Southwark News for February the 28th, ex-councillor, one of 10 women to make allegations against Lord, by Oliver Pugh. A former Southwark councillor is one of around 10 women who have now made allegations against the man at the heart of a sexual harassment scandal that has engulfed the Lib Dems. Helen Jardine Brown, who represented South Bermondsey until 2010, is reported to have told senior Lib Dems of allegations about Lord Renard 4 years ago. Officials were reported to have told her that Nick Clegg would call her directly to discuss them, but she never heard from him. Less than 2 months later, her post was allegedly cut after she told her employers that she was pregnant. Miss Jardine Brown, who has declined to comment on the case, ended up agreeing a £50,000 settlement conditional on her silence, it has been claimed. Rather than harassment, her complaint centred on Lord Renard and the party on grounds of sex and disability discrimination. A Lib Dem spokesman has said that they were unable to discuss the case for the same reason the person involved can't. He added, "I can, however, confirm this case has absolutely nothing to do with the recent allegations involving Lord Renard." Meanwhile, the harassment allegations that have dogged Lord Renard and the party rumbled on. Around 10 women are thought to have accused the former chief executive of sexually inappropriate behaviour. Lord Renard has strenuously denied any suggestion of improper touching of women who he came into contact within his role as chief executive. Simon Hughes MP, who was party president for 4 years, said the scandal had been blown out of proportion. "To call this a sex scandal is really overplaying it," he said. "I'm not underplaying what happened, but in the realm of global issues, there is quite a lot of party politics, certainly in the press pushing it," he added. "Obviously, it is a distraction at the moment, but it's a serious matter we have to deal with. I've been spending my time trying to make sure we hold on to our seat in Eastleigh," he said.